I'm Bob Franklin. Thanks very much for joining me. This is Like It Is. Today, my guest is the Texas treasurer, Trudy Lynn. We feature music from her compact disc entitled Golden Girl. Thoughts on a 50-year musical career performing the blues.
Golden Girl, the CD. I'd like to have a start there, if that's okay with you.
It's fine.
Tell me a bit about that particular CD, and I have some songs, titles of songs on that CD. I'd like for you to tell me your inspiration for some of the title tracks, if I can ask you that.
I could tell you.
So tell me about putting together Golden Girl, and what's the inspiration behind that?
Terry Wilson produced it. He came to Houston and we met and we sat down and talked, and he had some music and I had a lot of songs that I had wrote. So we got together, went and knocked it out.
Okay. Well, I'm going to come back in a second and ask you to tell me about some of the great selections on here that I've fallen in love with. But I want to ask you about your collaboration first with your record label, the record label that you're currently producing with. And that would be NOLA Blues Label. Tell me about that relationship and how did that come about?
I met her through another friend of mine that was recording on his label, and he knew Sally. I did a festival for her in Grapeland, Texas, and that's when I first met her. About how many years is that? About a couple of years?
5 years ago.
Jesus, no wonder I'm getting old. About 5 years ago, and we sit down and talked, you know, and I showed her. I was singing Golden Girl to her, and it tickled her. I said, but girl, but I'm telling you the truth. It's everything that I wrote in that song, I've been through it. She said, I like that. I want you to record that. And that was the beginning of us. Yep. It's just my life. Just my life. I've seen people go through. Sometimes when I write about things that I see that the average person would do or get off into, you know, and that's how I write. Sometimes I sit down and I'll be out doing a show and I've talked to a lot of people and some of the things they say stay with me, you know, and I'll write a song about it.
Well, you are, as we like to say, the Texas treasure, and being a native Houstonian myself.
Are you?
Yes, I'm here in California, but I just arrived here from Killeen, Texas, by way of Houston, Texas, about a year ago. So I am happy to...
What area?
Near Fifth Ward.
Well, see, now that's where I'm from.
I know the irony of this. I saw it.
That's where I'm from. Born and raised in Fifth Ward.
So I was just looking back on your career, and you was a drill with Archie Bell and the Drills.
Yeah, when I was in high school.
Tell me about
and,
that.
Before they even recorded a song, you know, we were just like local groups would be, you know, in the area, and it was Archie Bell and the Drills, you know. So some would graduate, you know, and then different ones would come in, and Archie Bell was going to Cashmere High School. I'm pretty sure you know about that in Houston, and he transferred to Phyllis Wheatley. That's where I went. And when he came to Wheatley, that's how we hooked up. And just there in the school and the talent shows and things, we would be on them together. But I never recorded with them.
Okay.
But well, I know them. We grew up together in the same neighborhood, Fifth Ward.
Yeah. It has produced some phenomenal.
And guess who else from Fifth Ward? George Foreman.
No way.
Girl, I used to run from George Foreman. When I was young. That's how he started fighting.
Really?
Yeah, because everybody in the neighborhood was scared of him. They said, here come George, we take out and start running.
Oh my gosh.
For yeah. those who may not know, she's talking about the former heavyweight champion of the world.
Yeah, George Foreman. Yeah, we used to run from him. And then they put he left and he went to Job Corps. And that's when they saw that, you know, that he was like to fight and stuff. And they started training him. That's really how you did it. Mm-hmm.
No, I want to talk about the next selection that I find just phenomenal, Golden Girls. So
right now,
the inspiration for that.
That, because it's so true. I go through all that that's on that. Sometimes I get up and I hear a snap, a crack, snap, crackle, and pop. Is that like back in the heyday? I said, well, you know, we used to get down and do all that swag. I said, you used to pop it like it's hot. Now you can't do it. Now ain't doing it. You're gonna change. Just keep living and just living. And I've started doing some of them changes. I know about it. You know, you can't find your glasses. Sometimes, and I still do it. Sometimes I'd be looking for my glasses to be on my head. You know, so I said I need to write about this. And it's true. Everything on that is true.
So do you write about your hometown, Houston? Do you have inspirations to write about Houston, your times there?
Well, I never did that, but no, I never thought, you know, to write about it. But it's that's a good idea. I never thought to write about it, you know, because so many people have written about it, you know, so it's just I haven't put my little two pieces in there yet. So I might do that.
I'm sure it's going to be a significant.
I hear coming from you, don't you hear it? That's my song.
You are absolutely the perfect performer to do it. So if you do it, I'm going to just be happy that I had a little. I don't know. I don't call it inspiration, but I just thought
well,
to think it.
It would be.
So I noticed in the credits on the CD label there, you thank your daughter. Talk a bit about the inspiration that and the support that they have provided you.
Well, my kids, she just 100% behind me, you know, and she just is there for me. That's my only daughter. I had two sons. I lost it to my youngest son about 3 years ago. And so she and I just close, you know, and she's there for me all the time.
So we're going to continue on the CD, Golden Girl. If your phone don't ring, does it mean that the phone it's been disconnected, or what's behind that particular tune and that song?
It what's behind it is that it's a lady. Well, you know, it's a lady and a man together. Don't have to be though, but it is on this one, you know. And they fall out, and so he's waiting for her to call him, and so she don't ever call. So she said, if your phone don't ring. Hey, but that's me. I ain't calling. That's really what it is.
And I guess after waiting,
can you understand?
I guess after waiting long enough, and it doesn't ring, he'll get the message, huh?
Yeah. The phone don't ring. You sitting there? I ain't calling. And that's what it means. I ain't calling. Period. If it don't ring, I ain't calling.
Well, you know, some years back, I worked in Arkansas, and I do a blues show. And I pulled the CD of yours and I played it on my show. It was called Come to Mama. You know, I just fell in love with that. Talk a bit about that song, Come to Mama, which is one of many of your tunes that I really love.
Yeah, and it just happened to be a tune that I like. It was Etta James recorded it. Coco Taylor recorded it, you know, and it was just a song that I just liked, and I recorded it and just did it the way I was feeling.
So tell me about your inspiration, some of your musical idols, male or female, or who are some of your inspirations?
Coming up, I liked Esther Phillips, she was little Esther Phillips then, Esther Phillips, and I liked Etta James, you know, and I like a lot of the old women singers, Lucia Bogan and stuff. I like to listen to these ladies. I do a lot of this stuff, Memphis Minnie, you know, and I just get a kick out of listening to them. And I hear some songs by sometime that males are doing, And I go back and listen to these ladies from the 20s and the 30s, and these ladies did those songs back then. And it's just shocking to me, some of the songs that I hear, like CeCe Ryder. I thought, let me see, who did I think? The first person I heard was CeCe Ryder was Lord Price back in the day. You probably don't know Lord Price, you know. But the lady, Ma Rainey wrote the song, CeCe Ryder, in the 30s.
So talk about your cousin, Al Bragg, who wrote for Bobby Bland.
Okay, he's on my mother's side. Okay. And so I know he lived in Dallas, you know, so we got a big family, you know. So but he's the Braggs, and that was my mother's maiden name. And so that's how we were kin, that's all I could say. On my mother's side.
I know you performed with Little Milton at the San Francisco Blues Festival. Talk a bit about Little Milton, and just one of many of my blues of idols
he's one of my idols too. And he was like a father to me. He really was. We were close. Every time he came to Houston, you know, he would always come over and stuff, you know, and we was just close friends, you know. And when I would go to Memphis, we would hang out together and stuff, you know, but he was a cool cat, you know, and he taught me, and he really taught me a lot and geared me a lot in the entertainment, you saying, do this, don't do that, you know, girl, don't do this, girl, do that, you know. But he was a cool cat. He was a cool cat. Milton was number one to me.
Well, let's do this. Any regrets that you have in terms of over your musical career? And if you had to do some things over again, what would those things be, and why or why not?
Well, you know, the only regret I have, and it's not a regret, it's just a thought that I have. You know, I've been doing it a long time. So I've received a lot of nominations, but I've never been nominated. And I just don't understand that, you know, because I feel like I paid my dues, you know, and a lot of people get awards and certificates and all this stuff, and I feel like they don't earn them. And I feel like I earned mine because I paid my dues with it, you know, and you got a lot of artists come on, all of a sudden they get all these awards, and they just, to me, it don't make sense, because they haven't even been out long enough to say what they know about the music.
Would you change anything if you had to or could?
About me?
Yes, or
not
your musical
really,
career.
Because no, I don't think I often say that because my profession was hair. My whole family, we do hair, but I like singing, and that's, I love what I do, and I'm gonna do it till I leave. I just love what I do.
Okay, we're going back to one of your selections on Golden Girl.
Okay.
Heartache is a one-way street.
Just a one-way street.
Terry Wilson wrote that song, the producer, and he let me listen to it, and I just liked what it was saying, the song, you know. And so that's how I recorded that song. I didn't write it. Terry Wilson wrote that song.
I often ask some of the blues musicians that I have had the pleasure of speaking with, when they're on stage, what is the inspiration that they get? How does the audience, when you're on stage performing, can you share for the audience, you know, what that feeling is like?
Well, let me see how I would answer that. When I perform and I do a song, to me, singing a song, every song has a story. It's a story to every song, you know. And I tell the story, and I talk to the people, and I work with the people, and I just don't have no problem. I always have a good house wherever I go, because I don't meet no strangers. I put it like that. Meet no strangers. You know, I just get on out there, and people just like it. I just did a show here in Lancaster, yeah, last night, and it was a super show. It was a super show. We did it last night, and just come out of the studio a few minutes ago, really an hour ago, recording a Christmas tune, so we got to get it to you. Well, and let me say, we got a show coming up Sunday in the Poconos, and then I go back to Texas.
Sweet home Texas.
Well, so, you know, and then I have to catch myself, because for the last, I was born and raised in Houston, Texas, but now I live in Cleveland, Texas, which is like on the outskirts of Houston.
Okay. So we go back to another selection on Golden Girl. It's cold in here. We can never say that about Texas, but let's say the title, It's Cold in Here. Tell me about that tune.
What is the song about?
Yes.
It's just like a couple that's in love, right? And so then all of a sudden it just, you don't feel that love. You don't feel that. It's just like a cold breeze coming by you. Something wrong, something ain't right. That's basically what it is. Is it cold in here? Or is it me? You know, what's up? That's what it's about.
And another tune, and I can.
And Terry Wilson wrote that song.
Okay, okay.
I like that song. I really like that song.
Life Goes On. I can kind of get the feel for that. But that particular tune, it seems obvious with the title. But tell me a bit about it. Life Goes On.
Well, you know, that's a Willie Mae Thornton song, and it's a song that she recorded back in the day. I couldn't even say the year, but she recorded it with the Muddy Waters band. And it just, you know, nobody don't really know nothing about it. It was just one of them songs, you know, they record and have songs and sung. And I listened to it, and I went back. I said, I really like that song. And when I heard it, the piano player was off key, you know, except, but I liked the song, what she was saying, you know. And the band wasn't all of that, but it was a song that I liked. I said, I can explain this song. And so I got it. And everybody likes that song. Everybody likes it.
Just the same. I was happy right from the start. just the same.
No matter what happens, I mean, you close your eyes today, life still will go on for somebody else, you know, so you just have to go ahead on, do what you got to do and what you want to do, because you don't live but once.
Agreed.
So, and yeah, and regardless, and then that song, regardless the way it was, she was hurt, so ain't nothing going to stop because you hurt. Life goes on, you know, so you just have to brush off, get up and keep going.
Well, you know, Ms. Lynn, I had the privilege some years back to do an interview with Coco Taylor. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about being on the road and the challenge to being on the road as a performer, female performer. She mentioned, she said, you know, if you see a female, she said, we women, we have to, you know, look good when we are on stage. We have to, we can't, it's not like the guys who can, you know, wear the jeans and whatever. And we have to, you know, look pretty for the audience and all of that. And I'm just curious, the challenges of being on the road, performing on the road, how much of a challenge is that? And how much does it have on you as a performer and as a civilian when you're not performing?
I've been doing it so long. I've been doing it, might well say, up to 50 years. I've been entertaining, you know, so. It just, I've gotten used to it. It's just, I know when I go on this road, what I got to care out there and how I'm going to live and how everything's going to go. And I try to adjust myself to that, you know, but you go through things like that, but that's part of the game.
And you love doing it.
I love doing it. And you have to love doing it to keep doing it.
What advice would you give to young women who, performers, but young women in particular who coming up and wanting to be a performer, whether it's blues or some other genre, what advice or encouragement would you give them?
The main thing is, I was always tell people, here's an example. Just like if I go to hire musicians, I ask them, are they blues musicians? And the average one to say, I could play blues. But blues is a feel type music. So you have to really feel this music that you're doing when it comes to blues, you know. So because if you don't feel it, you'll get lost, because when it comes to blues, you got fast melody, slow melody, the same changes, but you can take those same four changes and do 200 or 300 songs if you know how to sing the blues. And to whereas if you get a younger person there and do that, they'll learn a song that they're just learning. But if I would go somewhere else and jump into another song while I'm singing, I would lose them.
That's a very good explanation, because blues is a feeling.
That's right. It's definitely a feeling. If you don't feel it, you're not going to play it right, because it's laid back. And sometimes it's so laid back, you want to lay down. And do it and hear it, you know, but it's a film. It's a film. It's a film. Feel it? It ain't gonna work.
So what's next and what's now for Trudy Lynn?
Well, I'm doing this. I go back to Houston. Well, I go back to Cleveland, then I go to Houston to do a show there. And after I do that show, then I go to Lucerne, Switzerland to do a show there at the Blues Festival there. And so just moving around in and out. But I mostly work overseas. I do a lot in the States, but lately I've been doing a lot overseas.
I did an earlier interview with another blues performer on your label, and he mentioned to me that the blues is kind of received in a different way overseas, a little bit more by audiences overseas, a little differently than audiences in the state. Do you have a
And I've heard a lot of people say that, and a lot of people ask me that, but I tell people, I just don't think it's like that. You blues, wherever blues is, that's where you go. That's where you go. When you go overseas, it's not like all overseas. They have gospel groups that come there, zydeco groups that come there, and people like that. You just have to go where the blues is. And I tell a lot of people, you can't, and you got a blues band, you don't go up in a rock and roll club and try to get you a gig because it ain't gonna work. You have to go where the blues is. And it's the same way here in the States. A lot of people say it ain't much blues. It's blues. You just have to know where it is and go where it's at.
Well,
It's
I'm
not commercial as the other music that's on the radio, But it's something that the people that support it, they really love the blues. They love the blues.
well, I am I've been honored to have the opportunity to see you and to speak with you. It's been an honor, and I'm
Well,
so
thank you.
fortunate to have had the time with you, and I hope I get another opportunity.
Okay, anytime, anytime.
Thank you so very much, and
Thank
hope
you.
to see you and talk with you again in a not too distant future. And
Okay, we got to meet in person one time.
my guest today was the sensational blues artist Trudy Lynn. I'm Bob Franklin. I'll be back next week with 30 more minutes of good conversation on another edition of Like It Is.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.